Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Guys of Minnesota sports flowing in their veins. Mackie and Judd on Score North and ScoreNorth.com.
Write this down. Write it down. You like writing things down.
Write that down. I don't have a pencil.
Well, remember that.
It is time for the most career-threatening segment in all of sports talk, which is putting statistics next to our predictions. On Write That Down, every single Wednesday on Minnesota Sports with Mackie and Judd and the Score North YouTube channel, and on Purple Daily. We do two different versions every single week. And boys, it is football speculation season. We're right in the heart of Wolves and Wild twin spring training, so there's no shortage of things to predict here, gentlemen.
Absolutely. Twins, you know, starting to get excited. Baseball, perhaps in like 2 weeks, I can actually watch a game from Florida on Valley Sports North.
It remains just the most ridiculous thing. Like, how many times, and it's not just the Twins, it's Major League Baseball. If I said today, you know what? I just really want to watch the Twins. They got their A lineup out there. You know, yeah. I really want to watch the Twins. Here's a $10 bill. I'll pay $10 to watch a Twins game today. There's no way to even do that.
No. You know,
like baseball, become an ATM machine. I will give you money to consume your product. Let me consume your product. No. You must fly to Fort Myers.
I'm telling you.
And the ballpark is wired with cameras. That's the thing I don't get.
It's so weird. It's so weird.
Just flip on the cameras.
You have a better chance of finding Minnesota State Mankato versus Augustana on a television screen than you do Minnesota Twins spring training games.
You do. I mean, you can literally watch any St. Thomas sporting event easier than you can watch a Minnesota Twins. You can watch like high school section hockey quarterfinals,
yep.
And you can't watch a
and,
Twins
and you know
Red
what
Sox
they say?
Game
right
now? Fort Myers.
Give me $5, mm-hmm. like the section, you're exactly right, section hockey, they say, give me $5, and you can watch it. And so if you're like, oh, absolutely, here's $5, you can watch it.
You are Carlos.
And you're right, the Twins are like, no, what are you talking about?
You're Carlos Correa, you're making $30 million a year, but I can watch Matamidi Boys junior varsity player on my television screen, and I can't watch Carlos Correa. What's up with that?
It's incredible. And you know what, Phil, you are... If you think about it, okay, when spring training started, if the Twins said, at least for our home games, we're going to put on the cameras, we'll sync up the radio or something, but I mean, we're not going to do much. For $40, you can watch all of our games, at least from Hammond Stadium. I'd say, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, and they would still need camera operators, but I would even, like, honestly, if it, I wouldn't pay $40, but if they just had... Like they had 100 years ago when TV first started covering baseball games, When was the first televised baseball game? Like the mid-40s, the 30s? Yeah.
And then goes a dot.
Here we go. Say, Brooklyn Dodgers. Now the Brooklyn Dodgers against the Philadelphia Athletics.
Like this.
Yes. And it was like there was like two cameras. One that was above it was like upper deck from behind home plate. And then there was one that would focus on like the pitcher.
Yeah.
And you would just watch like a feed of the stadium, right? Like, that's all I'm asking for. Glad we got that off our chest.
Anyway,
okay.
I'm still excited for baseball.
Here we go.
You're not going to dampen my enthusiasm.
So here's how this works. Three predictions from everybody each week. They must be quantifiable. Those are the rules. Those are the parameters. We keep track of batting averages and home runs. And listeners, if you want to jump in and participate like Will is about to as a guest listener predictor, you can send Declan a message through the Score North app and we'll get you scheduled for some time in the coming weeks. We'll start with Judd. Nothing came off the board for Judd this week.
Yeah, I'm not liking that.
So we'll highlight one that's still on the board. You said Nico Goodrum would make the Twins 26-man roster out of spring training.
I'm not liking the chances of that. Save for injury or he just absolutely goes nuts. But no, I don't think it's going to happen.
Former Twins second-round pick. Had a couple good years with Detroit.
Yeah, he stuck with them for a long time. You're right.
Okay, I said... So the Wolves would win six out of their seven home games on the long homestand. 4-3.
Yep.
4-3 is kind of a rough stretch.
Mm-hmm. That's incredible. The Wolves go 4-3, and that's a rough stretch.
I know. They lose back-to-back games for the third time all year, and we're like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. The Wolves. What's happening?
Oh, Andrew.
Andrew said Warroad would win the Class A boys high school hockey tournament, and Minnetonka, the Skippers, would win the Class AA. Oh, Skippers.
And then along came Chanhassen.
Big upset.
Final.
Miracle on Ice ask upset.
That's what I tweeted.
People are going a little far.
I tweeted
Chanhassen like a ranked team?
Yes. But I tweeted that, and I was actually, some guy said this should be in the KFXN preposterous a statement tournament, and I said, please nominate me. I've been trying to get in that damn thing for 10 years.
Yeah, you know what the real Miracle on Ice would have been? If any of our bad predictions were to ever crack the radar of the K-Fan preposterous statements tournament, they've ignored us disrespectfully for 15 years.
Our guy Coley, I said, put me in. I said, nominate me.
Cowards. Okay, Josh said, Rocco and Falvey will still be with the Twins organization on opening day of 2024. We're not quite there yet, but I don't think those dudes are getting fired in the next 3 weeks. If something weird happens, we can take it off the board.
Sure.
And then the Dexter, you said Byron Buxton would hit a spring training home run before Royce Lewis or Carlos Correa. Royce Lewis hit the first of those three.
Last Friday.
Yeah, don't load the bases for Royce Lewis in meaningful games or spring training games.
His clutch gene is like really impressive.
It's so impressive that it shows up on like March 1st.
I know. I don't think it goes away.
It doesn't sleep. It waits.
It waits.
So on the season, Declan batting in the season refreshed about 3 weeks ago. So you're not going to see a whole lot of statistical action here. But Declan at 400, listeners at 333, Judd and myself still looking for the first hit. Nobody has a home run so far this year. All-time career statistics going back to 2018 for at least a couple members of the show. Declan started a couple years after that. 361 average for Declan. Judd 327. I'm at 271. Listeners 262. Judd leads with 308 career all-time hits. Listeners have 55 career home runs. Okay. Let's get Will in here down in Arizona. Scottsdale, right?
Yep. Spring break trip.
Nice.
Love it, dude.
Oh, nice. Wow. Look
at you.
Very nice.
With the crew? Who's down there with you?
Yeah, we got a crew of about 16 people, including myself, at an Airbnb right now.
Holy cow, dude.
16 people? 16. I hope this is a really large residence.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's 5 bedrooms. We're all doing our part, I guess.
Nice, man. Old Town Scottsdale, one of my favorite places to get after it in a responsible manner.
Last night.
Of course. Old Town?
Last night was the,
Spring training, too. Get some ball games.
We're headed to the Brewer game this afternoon.
Cool.
Nice. Okay.
Heck yeah.
All right.
Enjoy.
I want the Twins to, Fort Myers is great. I want the Twins to, The Twins are like, if the Brewers can go to Arizona, the Twins are further west than the Brewers, you know? Let's get everyone down there. The best part about like Florida spring training, you got to drive sometimes 3 hours over here to Jupiter. Arizona, everything's within 30 or 40 minutes. You can drive. Everyone, you got two teams to a complex. There's always something going on. So anyhow, the world needed my spring training rant. So, Will, we're going to start with you. You can make the first prediction, then over to Judd, Declan, and me. So, Will, you're in the batter's box, so to speak. Fire away.
So I think the Gopher football win total is set at 4.5 right now. They're smashing that over.
Mm. Okay. Is it 4.5?
That's pretty low.
It might
but
be.
They got,
that's what I saw.
They have a pretty...
No, I think he's right.
Don't they have Ohio State and Michigan and someone else, I think? Has USC come to town this year? Not that USC is anything special anymore. But
I don't know. No, I mean, yeah, they're still a great program.
I think they open at UCLA.
UCLA.
Big Ten.
That's
holy crap, dude.
No,
that's
I think
insane.
You're right. I saw something about their
Fox 9
win tolls really low.
Fox9.com.
Yeah.
So, sportsbetting.ag. So you're snagging the 4.5 right now. Sportsbetting.ag released its over under win totals. And the Gophers are at 4.5 for next year. Yeah, dude. All right. Smash the over. Roll the boat. Sky Uma.
Write this down.
Judd.
Hey, he's signed through 2029 now. He don't care. All right. You can write this down. Louis Varland will be in the Twins opening day rotation this season.
Like at any point during the season? Or what?
Nope. He will be in the opening day rotation.
As in by the fifth time, like he'll make the fifth start.
Opening day rotation, not the opening day starter. He will be in the opening day rotation.
Okay, we're just clarifying here. We just want
to write this down. Oh, no, it's fine. See, this is...
I don't want Judd to be backdooring this in some technicality.
I opening day rotation.
Okay, just making sure.
I
you know,
this.
I'm glad we poke and prod at these things. I know sometimes we get on each other's nerves, but it's all for the credibility of the segment. So.
Right.
Write this down.
All right, the Dexter.
All right, first one for me. The Wild will trade at least two players on their active roster by Friday's NHL trade deadline.
Off the record, who are the odds-on favorites to get traded right now?
I think Brandon Duhaime is one of them. I think he's probably a likely candidate. Judd threw out very, very recklessly Jacob Middleton from a listener feedback question, which would be pretty wild. But they actually, that's one of the rare unprotected players that they can move without any clauses. And I do think one of the goalies gets traded. I think one of, between Philip Gustafson and Marc-Andre Fleury, I think one of them goes. So the Wild will trade at least two players on their active roster by Friday's NHL trade deadline.
What about Pominville?
Pominville.
Pominville.
Scandella.
Over to Scandella.
Stoner takes a hit in the corner.
Write this down.
Write this down.
Over to Coyle.
There's way more NFL free agency meat on the bone here and Vikings. So I'm spilling over my Purple Daily. I had too many to list on Purple Daily. So write this down. The Vikings will have agreed to terms with Christian Wilkins. I'll just say by the end of March. I'll give myself a runway in case there's like a weird... I think it's probably going to happen like Monday or Tuesday that dude agrees to a deal. But I'll just say by the end of March, the Vikings will agree to a contract with Christian Wilkins, one of the top defensive tackles in the National Football League. Okay. Brian Flores, Miami, brought him in, drafted him. Be a perfect fit.
Write this down.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
And that is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal. Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Okay, back to Will down in Scottsdale.
So I am, again, hopping on the Vikings train. There will be a punt return touchdown this year. At some point in the 2024 season, the Vikings will return a punt for a touchdown.
I like this.
All right.
I went to the same high school as Marcus Sherrills. He was like my favorite player for a while.
Good.
There's going to be a punt return touchdown by a Vikings player this upcoming season.
I like it. Let's make it happen. You know what I hope it is? I hope it's like the time where the Vikings, it was at 98 or one of those years where they put Randy Moss back there in an emergency because they needed something against the Chiefs. It might have been like a Sunday night football game.
Good memory.
I want it to be Justin Jefferson, where they'd, hey, it's an emergency. We need something. Let's put JJ back there.
Brandon Powell, Mackie.
I like Brandon Powell, but I think Justin Jefferson might have a better chance.
Write this down.
Judley.
All right, I will put names to my next write that down. The Wild, will trade Brandon Duhame and Philip Gustafson.
Okay.
By Friday's 2 p.m. Central trade deadline.
The Gus.
The Gus would be a surprise, I think, but I've been trying to will this, so what the hell? So Brandon Duhame and Philip, the Gus bus, will head elsewhere.
Okay.
Write this down.
The Dexter.
All right, I'll make a Twins prediction. Josh Stamont. Josh Stamont.
Just say it fast.
Josh Stamont.
You guys make fun of me for my pronunciation of pitchers' names. I have no idea how to pronounce
it. Well, no, but you came in with, this is like the seventh or eighth time that you've confidently come in with DeSclafani incorrectly, where it's like, all right, I've got it down.
No, I wasn't confident.
Time,
I didn't
guys.
Say his name on purpose, and you guys are like, pronounce it. No, I didn't. I did not confidently come in at all. I didn't say the name. You guys are like, pronounce
spaghetti?
It. There was no confidence.
It's
Let's not,
and then something Gla. Italian. Just say it fast.
Let's not confuse confidence with trying to avoid the name completely.
Anywho, Josh Stamont will not be on the Twins' 26-man opening day roster.
Yep.
I think he gets bumped out here for someone else. Or I could backdoor in this. If he starts the season on the injured list, he wouldn't per se be on the 26-man opening day roster either. So. Correct. A little bit of a safe trap door there that I could fall into. But I don't think he's going to make it. I think there's better intriguing options, and they'll probably just eat the $1 million, maybe try to send him to AAA, obviously. They could put him on waivers or something.
No, he actually has options left.
He has options left? Oh, wow. Huh?
So they can send him down. No, I think you're exactly right. And that thoracic outlet syndrome takes a while
never
to
works.
Recover from.
Yeah. Phil Hughes. That was never that works. Was rough for sure.
Right,
take
down.
A rib out. It's just really hard.
Yeah, so we took three ribs out and just take some time off and start warming up again. See what happens. So yeah. Okay. Write this down. We already have. I'm trying to look through my purple daily ones here. So we got Hunter to the Bears.
Bears.
We got Cousins to the Falcons on a 3-year deal or more. So write this down. Sometime. Before, I'll go March 20th. We're going to give 2 weeks. We'll give like second wave a chance to play out here. The Vikings will sign a veteran quarterback who's made, I don't want to screw myself here. How many starts has Sam Darnold made? That's what we're going to do. We're going to set the bar at Sam Darnold.
Like 30, 25 or 30,
30 starts.
Right?
He's made a lot.
They will sign a quarterback by March 20th. He's made 56 starts. Who's made at least 50 starts in the National Football League. So it could be Sam Darnold, could be a Ryan Tannehill. Although, am I screwing myself out of a Jacoby Brissett situation?
Or a Gardner Minshew situation?
Let's go 30. We'll go 30 career starts.
There you go. Oh, my God. He has 37. I thought he has 49 games played. I thought you were really going to be for Minshew hilariously burned by that. But he has 37 starts.
Because what they have to be careful of is, let's say Kirk's gone and their plan is to draft a quarterback. Well, teams have to at least think that you might not draft one so you don't get fleeced in a trade if you're trying to move up. So you need like a professional quarterback that's made some starts on your roster. Mm-hmm. You can't look to be too desperate going into the draft, you know? You don't want to reek of desperation. So
write this down.
Okay. Back to Will here in Scottsdale.
So I'm thinking if the Mark Lurie A-Rod transaction that goes through at the end of March-ish is what we're kind of hearing, I believe.
Yep.
KG will be at a game in the first round series.
Dude, Will.
That's a great prediction, Will.
Let's go, dude. Will, inject that into our veins.
That's a great prediction. I love it.
Yes, dude. Amazing stuff. Since you've got this life-changing platform right now, on Write That Down, is there anyone in your life besides the 15 dude bros that you're partying with in Scottsdale that you'd like to thank that brought you to this pinnacle moment?
Yeah, definitely just my dad. He's brought me up in that Minnesota sports vein. I'm just 22, so he's brought me up correctly, I would say, through all the pain that my heart has felt.
Yeah. So, well, hopefully there's less pain on the horizon with one of these teams. Hopefully someone can deliver something. Will, thanks for jumping in here. Enjoy the rest of your time. Be safe. Don't get arrested. And we'll see you again sometime. Dude, every time Will gives the two thumbs up, fireworks go off in the background.
Will, that's awesome.
Hell yeah, Will. Great stuff, buddy. Thanks for
having fun
last minute.
Oh, man.
15 bros.
Scottsdale's a blast, man.
In Scottsdale, Arizona.
It could be couples. I guess I just assumed.
No, 22. It's 15. It's 15 bros.
It's probably dudes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, 22 yanking. No.
That's in fact, a lot.
In 92, at the same age, I made the exact same trip. No, I did not go with 15 dude bros. I went with a friend. Spring training, though. That's my one and only foray.
You went with one. You went one.
For your is it what your bachelor party? You went with one friend to a baseball.
No, spring it wasn't break. A bachelor.
Oh, spring, spring break.
Party.
Spring break. I thought his bachelor party. Because that'd be very Judd like.
No.
I'm bringing one friend and we're going to go watch spring training baseball.
In 92, I went to. In fact, the Giants who trained in Scottsdale, right, Phil?
Yep.
The Giants, the stadium there had just been built, and it was like state of the art. It was awesome.
Yeah.
But dude, that's
it's super, it's a fun time, man. March, if you in Florida too, like if you can find the right, because Myers has, they've got the Twins and the Red Sox down the street with, it's like 5 miles apart. So you can, and then you can go to Fort Myers Beach got ravaged during the hurricane 2 years ago. So they're
rebuilding.
The
bridge
was
always so filled with traffic. That's what I couldn't stand about that.
Yeah. You'd wait in line. You got to know the times to get,
but Arizona was great because Cubs, at the time it was the Giants. The A's were in Phoenix. They've since moved, I think, somewhere else in Arizona. The Cubs were, and I think it was Hohokam at the time. Like all, you're right. All of those ballparks were so close.
And what's great about Arizona too is the freeways all have like 100 lanes, and they're mostly wide open because it's mostly old people that live down there, and they're avoiding the freeways. So it's the, once you get off the freeways, it's only like 4 miles from the freeway to where I'm trying to go. Well, that's where the traffic gets clogged up because it's a bunch of Marvins and Ethels driving around trying to find the.
That's Florida too. So.
5 o'clock buffet. So, yep. Okay. Before we get to the final three predictions, a shout out to our friends at Finch Home Solutions here, powering this edition of Write That Down.
Absolutely, and welcome back, Cody and his team, guys.
The Finchmeister.
Thank you.
And that van.
Jacqueline?
Mate.
All right, thank you very much. Cody and his team at Finch Home Solutions, they are going to pull up in front of your house and take care of any problems, big or small. Here's the great thing. Finch, they can take care of projects, or if something goes wrong suddenly with the electrical situation in your home, they can take care of that too. We're talking about remodels. We're talking about upgrades to current systems, servicing, storm damage, breakers tripping, flickering lights, which can be an actual problem here. Protect you and your family, because that's exactly what Finch wants to do. Fast, efficient, courteous. They're great. Current specials include $199 for a whole home safety inspection. Again, taking care of your family. The value on that, $357. Oh. Cody and his team know exactly what you need. They'll take care of it quickly. They are reliable. They're the best in town. 612-357-2604, 612-357-2604, or finchhomesolutions.com, finchhomesolutions.com. Nobody better in the business.
Okay, boys.
Write this down.
Here we go.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
Final three predictions.
Royce Lewis
It's like, who the hell is Royce Clayton?
Royce Clayton was a short.
Declan doesn't know who Royce Clayton is?
Royce Clayton. Royce Ronnie Clayton.
I'm looking at
right now. Giant shortstop.
Wow, that's been a long time.
Played for the Cardinals. He was a hot rookie in the. In fact, I was talking about the Giants in 92 and Royce Clayton because I had an old.
Played for like 20 years,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he was great.
Played for a long
Royce
time.
Royce Ronnie Clayton. Chris Berman.
15th pick in the draft. Sorry.
Let's get back to what I meant to say, which is Royce Lewis, who, by the way, hopefully plays for 20 years and is an awesome player. Will Homer in the Twins' first game of the season at Kansas City.
Okay.
So we're going to get an opening day, much like Jock Jones in was that 2001 after all the contraction talk? I think he actually
hits a dong on the first.
He led off the game in KC with one. I'm not going to say that Lewis will do that, but he will homer in the first game against the Royals.
I think Kepler did it in 2022 in the pandemic season.
He did at Chicago.
Let's make it happen. Let's do it.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
All right.
All right. So I might need a little help quantifying this, but we've been talking a lot about no one believing in the Timberwolves until they actually do it. And I want to make this quantifiable. So at least three people on the NBA on ESPN crew will pick the Timberwolves to lose their first round series.
Okay.
So like when they always do the panel preview, so I don't know if it'd be like Greeny and Michael Wilbon and like Malika Andrews. Who hosts NBA on ESPN?
Malika Andrews.
So among, they'll have a panel of five, Richard Jefferson, you know, they always have like a bunch of people on there. They'll be previewing that series, and at least three of them will pick the Timberwolves to lose that series.
Haters.
It might be a haters. I think we can find that, like, we'll be able to figure it out. We'll be able to see this. But that crew will, at least three of them will pick the Wolves to lose their first round series.
Yeah, I was listening, by the way, to Bill Simmons and Ryan Russillo were talking. They did like 10 or 15 minutes on the Clippers Wolves game, the 88-89 just grind fest the other day. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the national tone has started to get really nervous about the Wolves again and their late game offense. And yeah, there's definitely some concerns, but they're also 43-19 and every other team, except like even the Celtics blew a 20-point lead last night in the fourth quarter. I think they were up 93-71 on the Cavs in the fourth quarter, 99.9% win probability. So I think people can, you know, in fact,
write this down.
So the Wolves are going on the road. They're going on the road. They're playing the Pacers tomorrow night, playing the Cavs. Be a defensive matchup there on Friday. It's a back-to-back. But I'm more interested in the nationally televised game. Well, Cleveland's nationally televised. But they've got back-to-back nationally televised games in Los Angeles, Sunday and Tuesday before next week's Write That Down. ESPN versus Lakers, TNT against the Clips.
Wow. Cool.
Write it down. It's a Hollywood sweep for the Wolves on the road on national TV. They will win both of those games against the Lakers and the Clips.
All right.
They clamp the Clips, man. The Clippers are averaging 98 points a game against the Wolves this year. They average like 116 or 117 on the season. And the Lakers, you know, they got a couple really good legendary players, but I think the Wolves go in national TV and they sweep the LA games and
D'Lo
gain some of the respect. D'Lo,
yeah,
dude, he's had a couple big performances lately,
a couple nights ago,
and we've seen that. Of course, he can do that. That's fine. So there you go, boys. The Write That Down predictions, the accountability session. Pray for Will down in Scottsdale this week on spring break with 15 buddies.
Will seemed just at first blush to be very mature though.
Anything can happen when you're down in.
No, that's true. I'm just saying he's at a better starting point than I was.
Oh God, I have.
What would you have been like on this show at 22?
Oh, I'd be drinking on the show.
On the show
at 22, if you brought me on from Scottsdale and like sent me a note that said, "Hey, come on the show and do." Beer in hand, 100%.
Yeah. I mean, keep in mind, it's like 9 o'clock in the morning there right now.
He's pretty sure.
Right.
Yeah,
he's got 15 guys.
And
with
he was out in Old Town Scottsdale till probably bar close last
night.
Hair of the dog. So he's a warrior, man.
It's called Hair of the Dog.
I have 11 dudes for my batch party, but that's just across the river in Wisconsin. Like it'll be mostly a pretty tame.
Right. But that's a bachelor party.
Yeah.
This is a spring break. You're not worried about a groom here.
The Vegas one I did last March, about a year ago this time, actually, that was, I still think to this day, probably the worst adult hangover I have experienced in my entire life.
And yeah, things can escalate quickly that, in Vegas.
And that airport, the Vegas airport, not conducive for violent hangovers. Not
a
good
one. Crappy airport.
Not a good airport to be in.
It's like slot machines and a Chili's, basically.
God.
Right? It is slot machines. It's incredible.
I have chills.
So, all right, boys. Good stuff here. We'll see how these predictions fare. And we'll see you guys tomorrow for a scoop session, Reckless Speculation Thursday, and Thursday on Purple Daily.